There was a spirit of truth in his mouth. You have corrupted that. And they have corrupted that today, saints. They have corrupted the laws of Yahweh. They have corrupted the sayings of Yahweh. Therefore, have I also made you contemptible. You're full of contempt. There's nothing about you that is marvelous. You're despicable. He say, and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. They're very partial in the law today. Or they will tell you about these over here, but they will not tell you about these. They're very partial. They're very partial in the law. You tell me they're not partial to the law today when the Shabbat, when men say, well, it is all right to worship on Sunday, and you deny the Shabbat, that's a lie. That is just a lie from the pits of hell. You can't break the laws of Yahweh. And when you say that his name doesn't matter, then what is the name of this one you don't take in vain? That is a trick from the belly of hell, from the powers of darkness. And Shaitan is going to stand in the righteous place and say that he is the righteous one of Yahweh. And that's what he has done with this name thing. He has taken away the honor of Yahweh's name and given a pagan false name, Jesus, that they cannot see him in that name. Because it lies against Yahweh. It takes away his place of exaltation. And that's what they have done. That is the truth. That is the truth. He said, they've been partial with my laws. They like the parts that they like. They reject things that they don't like. And they will take a piece of a law and a piece of that of their tradition, and they will make laws as the scribes and the Pharisees did. That it becomes so cumbersome, you can't even go no way unless you go their way. The Baptists have a way that you must come, the right hand of fellowship. The Methodists have a way, the Lutherans, the Pentecostals. You receive the spirit of their gods a certain way. You gotta fall out and act ridiculously, and that is not the spirit of Yahweh. I was sitting here thinking, as we worship or as we acknowledge him, do you not know that the heathen gods require that? That is why Elijah said unto those of Baal, he said, call upon your gods. And they fell prostrate, they cried, and they raised their voices, and their pagan Lord was never found. And he just simply called upon Yahweh. He said, Yahweh, now, let's get this thing done. Lick the water up, John. That's what he did. And Yahweh did that. He did. He let them, they call on every kind of God there was. He called on one name, Yahweh. They call on every kind, more like every God there was, they call upon them. And yet he called upon one, the only true one. And it was done too. They have been partial to the laws of Yahweh. We were partial that way. We started out not keeping the Shabbat. If you're partial, then you have left off from what Levi instructed us. Truth was in his lips. There was no iniquity found in him. There was no unrighteous thing found in him. None whatsoever. These men today, they prophesy and they speak lies. They're not speaking by the commandments of Yahweh. They're not. They're prophesying of their own deceitful, corrupt hearts, and they're speaking things not that Yahweh has commanded them to speak. They're speaking them out of their own deceit and their own deception. Scripture says in Yohanan Mark, I want to go back to that book, Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. I'm sorry, Mark 7 and verse 6. I want to begin reading. Mark 7 and verse 6. As Messiah began to rebuke that house of the Pharisaic order, men that were lawyers and scribes and thought they knew the purity of Yahweh's laws, he says in verse 6 of Mark chapter 7, he answered and said unto them, well, have Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites? Now, that's what he called them. Now, it is in scripture where Yahweh calls them hypocrites. Isaiah 29:13 and Amos 4:4. But he said, well did Isaiah, he prophesied, he spoke of your hypocrisy. You were false. You were not real. You were a pretender. You said you love and you didn't love. You said you love Yahweh and you didn't love him. He said, as it is written now, so it's written in Isaiah chapter 29:13. It is written in Amos 4:4. He said, as it is written, the people honoreth me with their lips. He said, but their heart is far from me. Their heart is not with me. They say they love me, but their heart is far from me. How can you say you love him and his name is vain? You can't love him. And this world doesn't love him. I don't care what they say. It's according to scripture. He said, how be it in vain? Now, you don't take Yahweh's name in vain. He said, you're filthy, you're empty, you possess nothing. How in vain do they worship me? What a statement. They gather in their Sunday whorehouses, their pagan gatherings. And you always say it is in vain. They worship me. They're teaching for doctrine. That's what they're doing today. The doctrines today, the commandments, not commandments of men. They're not teaching the commandments of Yahweh. These here, they're teaching the bylaws of man. He said they're hypocrites and they're doing a vain thing. They can come in there and shake their fannies all they want to. They can fall out like heathens and say it is the Holy Ghost. It is their Holy Ghost. It is not the Kudush, the Ruah of Yahweh. It is certainly not. You began to teach laws of man that overshadow the laws of Yahweh, the commandments. You are a hypocrite and you have vain worship. It is empty. It has no value to Yahweh, none whatsoever. He is not going to receive it. None. None. He will lead his people to the truth. He will bring them forth in truth. We have done many things in ignorance because we didn't know. We didn't know. And now he is bringing us to a place where we can know, because there is a battle against the contingency of hell, and it's going to take his strength to do it. That's what it's going to take. We're not going to overcome without his strength, saints. That's why many are stumbling and falling. That's why their lives cannot maintain a proper balance today. This is what they do in verse 8. For laying aside. They lay aside now the commandment of Yahweh. Which commandment they lay aside? Well, they lay this one aside, the fourth one. They lay the third one aside. It is one thing about Yahweh, he is precise. He knew exactly what they would lay aside in this hour. Lay aside the commandment of the laws of Yahweh. You know that word commandment is just specific with a commandment. The commandment with the laws of Yahweh. We understand what the laws are. They entail the laws of the commandments of Yahweh. But he said, see the words, even the phraseology here, that Messiah said, lay aside the commandment. He was dealing with this commandment because he knew in this hour they will lay that aside. He knew in this hour they will lay this aside, and they will go with the commandments of men. 400 years ago plus, they say, well, his name sounds good to be Jesus. And scripture never implies that. His name is the same from creation of this earth. He imparted a name and a banner, and it has not changed. Hasn't changed. No more than the Son has changed. He called it the Son, and that is the only word that can be translated in a man's understanding, that he can understand the brightness of that thing. If he had called it a cow, it would have still been a bright manifestation of the Father. But he called it a son. Seemed like the word fit, doesn't it? He said, for laying aside the commandment of Yahweh, you hold the tradition of men. He said, priest, now you better bring honor to my name. You better exalt my name. Well, I laid that aside and I picked up the commandment of man. I will say that in the name of the Lord Jesus or the Lord. He said, you laid down my commandment and then you hold fast to the tradition or the hold the tradition of men. As the washing of pots and doing all these kinds of things, literally, and the translation, that is not there. He said, you lay down the commandments of Yahweh at the whole fast the tradition of men. Well, what a good example. To say that the washing of pots or cups or things like that is more important. Say that, well, it doesn't matter if you go to the whorehouse on Sunday or the Shabbat. You don't have to do that. It doesn't make any difference. If I call him Lord, I know who I'm talking about. He doesn't know who you're talking about. He knows you're not talking to him. He says, I want to tell you what you do. Verse 9, and he said unto them, how well you reject the commandment of Yahweh, the law of Yahweh, that ye may keep your own tradition. He said, how you reject the law of Yahweh? Father, help me not to do that. I don't want to do that. You reject what I say to keep traditions that have nothing based upon them. The name of Jesus has nothing based in scripture. Period. That is just the simple fact. He said, you keep your traditions and you reject the commandment of Yahweh. You tell me you reject this third commandment. Then reject these two commandments that deal with the love of Yahweh. And if they reject these, then they rejected one and two as well. They have another God. They bow down before other gods. You reject one of them, you reject all four of them because they deal with loving him. And don't tell me you love him. Full well, he said. Full. You're full of your own trash. Full well. You reject the commandment of Yahweh. And the only reason you reject it, that you may hold and keep your own tradition. That's the only reason you reject it, because, well, I was brought up a Baptist, so I'm going to die a Baptist. My mother would tell me that trash, and I will look at that corrupt thing. She was a wicked old woman. Heart hated Yahweh. I don't care what you say. Yours was probably the same way. Jezebel of darkness. Never knew a daddy, so I can't speak on that behalf. He was just a sire. That's all he was. I want to drop down to verse 13 of the same chapter. You read the entire chapter. He said, making the word of Yahweh or the law of Yahweh of none or no effect through your tradition. That's why you have no power. We have no strength today. For we have made the word of Yahweh of none effect through our tradition, which ye have delivered or have been given unto you. And many such things ye do. You do things that are similar. You do things that are not according to the laws and the commands of Yahweh. You have made the word of Yahweh of no power at all because of traditions. Because you hold fast to your traditions. Well, I was just raised this way. Well, you were raised wrong. Your mother raised you to dance and say, sing, girl. Shake your hips, baby doll. Your daddy raised you to board. You go after everything you can get. Sons were raised that way. It was wrong. It was wrong. Mother said, it's all right to have a boyfriend. Just protect yourself. No, it was wrong. It wasn't right to do those things. So you said things to them that were absolutely wrong. It was not right. And because of that, then the laws of righteousness had no effects in their lives. So it is today, the law of Yahweh has no effect in our lives because of traditions. Because we will not do what He says. He's going to have His name honored, and I mean His name. And if we don't know it, we better find out what it is. I believe that. He has given man the ability and the knowledge to fly to the moon. I believe that. And if He has given man that kind of knowledge, Sister D, I believe He has given him the revelation as to what His name is. Oh, there are different methodologies of making it to the moon in different ways. The Russian spacecrafts are not like the Americans. The ones in China are not like the Americans, but they all get out into outer space. They do. And so if He has given man that kind of wisdom, believe me, if He finds a simple old man like He did with Noah, and that He revealed His profound truth in him, He'll do that today. He'll do that, as He has done. He's not going to change anything. Not at all. Now I want to show you what has happened, saints. The scripture says in Romans chapter 1. If I'm a man that is near blaspheming the Spirit of Yahweh, you better run. For I say the name of Jesus is a pagan, satanic name that has been introduced to corrupt people because we have not prayed. We have not sought Yahweh. Our forefathers didn't do that. They held to their traditions, their Christmas, their Easters, and their Easter bunnies, and their Halloweens, and all of that. Did you not teach your children to do those things? How many of your mothers taught them to go out and trick or treat? You didn't teach them to do that? Yeah, they went out and trick or treated. And yet it was pagan. And when folks came to your house, you gave them a little trick or a treat. You tell me that was right? It was wrong. That was a tradition. It was not a righteous law of Yahweh. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Now that's the righteous law. Yeshua says in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Now this is who the wrath of Yahweh is revealed against. You tell me that there are men that can do this. Well, I establish this parameter that Yahweh doesn't reveal His truth, His righteous spiritual understandings to every man. And yet, Yeshua says in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, He said, well, I will tell you one thing, for the wrath of Yahweh is revealed, or it is made known from the heavens, or above these comic heavens you see, against all unholiness, all men that are not set apart, all that are a part of this worldly system, having these worldly attributes, doing what the world does. You know what the world loves? It loves the things that causes the flesh to walk in pride. He says, revealed against all unholy men and unrighteousness of men. Why? Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You tell me that there are men that know the truth and understand the truth and they hold the truth in unrighteousness. You must understand what transpires with that. He always will. I hope to preach on that soon. Because there are seven apostate spirits that come forth when a man holds the truth in unrighteousness. It is right there in the book of Romans. For when they knew Yahweh, they did not honor Him as Yahweh. He's going to bring clarity to scriptures today, saints. He's not using the DDDs and the philosophers of religion. He's using those that are simple and the simple things and to bring forth this profound understanding as to whom He is. Because the intellectual mind, they get cluttered up with their intellect and they began to scrutinize Yahweh and they paint Him according to their intellect. He wants to be painted according to what? Can I tell you? According to His laws. That's Him. That's why He gave Moshe the laws. That's Him. And in this you will find Him. That's why men don't know Him today. They know religious practices. They have their religious treaties. Well, I'm going to stay with something that is familiar with Baptists or the Methodists or the Pentecostal. That's what they say. And they tend to look for things that are associated or have some similarities in there. That's what they do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he says, for the wrath of Yahweh is revealed. It is made known that the wrath of Yahweh is going to come down. Not my wrath, but the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all unholiness and unrighteousness of men who hold or who keep back. Do you understand what that little word means? To keep back, to hide, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They will not tell the truth because they're afraid, because they want to keep their table full. The table is so filthy, there's nothing clean on that table. I would not sit in these whorehouses today. The Lord is kind of vile, unclean thing. They tell you things that fill your table and you become a glutton dog. He called the shepherds dogs. And that's what they are. If I am a dog, my friends, run and flee for your soul. I don't feed you dog food. I feed you food that will fatten your soul. See, you got, there's one thing about a good steak. You can cut it. And you can digest it too. But it's a process to get it that way too. So you got to get your hearts tender. Filled with tender love for the Father. Your heart is filled with sin and lust for the world. And those things that are in the world. Your family, your sons, your daughters. That's what your heart is filled with. It's not filled with the love of Yahweh. When a man's heart is filled with the love of Yahweh, he keeps his commandments, his laws. He honors the Father. He says, because, in verse 19, because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifested in them. For Yahweh has showed it unto them. He says in verse 21, because that when they knew Yahweh, they glorified him not as Yahweh. Now don't tell me when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Well, how do you glorify God as God? Now when you extol Yahweh by calling upon his name, when they knew the name of Yahweh, they were not extol the name of Yahweh. When they heard the name of Yahweh, they rejected it because of their traditions and the laws of their carnal flesh. I preach this for your safety today, saints. As for the reason, I'm not doing it for any kind of monetary reward. For there's no price you can pay me. There's nothing that any of you all can offer me to cause me to change from this profound truth. Not your friendship, nothing. He said they did not honor him as Almighty Yahweh. That they hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. Look at what verse 25 says. This is what they have done. Because they have not kept the laws of Levi. We go back to the precept where I first began. Malachi. He says here in verse 25. Who change. You say men cannot do that. They have not. You are a deceived fool. You are an ignorant, misguided thing. Yahweh said they changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie. You tell me man has done that? They have changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie, saints. They have changed his name into a lie. It's not Jehovah or Jesus. Those are lies from the pit of hell. They changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie. Now you must understand how they've gotten there. If you look at those seven apostate type of spirits, then verse 21, because when they knew Yahweh, they glorified him not. See, men don't glorify him today. They don't extol his name. Neither were they thankful. This is a very unthankful generation. But they became vain in their own imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. They professed themselves to be wise, but they became fools. That's what they become, fools now. And then they changed the honor of the uncorruptible Yahweh into an image made like corruptible man. So that's what they have done. They have changed the image of this corruptible thing, this name that is a corrupt name. The name of Yahweh is not a corrupt name, but the name of Jesus is a false name. And so because of that, then they have changed the truth. They have changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie, and they have worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. Well, what creature, preacher? We don't serve man. Well, you serve the doctrines of men. Man has created these creature things. Their bylaws, and their sub laws, and their partial laws. It's not the law of Yahweh. You've changed it. Well, I don't believe that then you are a deceived fool. Messiah said above all things, apostles, take heed. Let no man deceive you. None. You make sure you're not deceived. Now, if I ask you all that question, you can't even answer it. You need to find out how do you prevent that. You get quiet on that one. You deceive yourself when you don't know. See, you're already deceived when you say, no, no one is going to deceive me. Well, I would find out how is it that he was not deceived. And what do I need to do? No, I'm not going to tell you. I know exactly what you need to do. Give you a little something to chew on and to study out scripture. Got time for everything but your way. If I have spare time, I want to take it with him and spend time with him. They have changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Hallelujah. So they have served the creature more than the Creator. And they and Shaw said that the Creator is blessed forevermore. I don't believe he said amen, but I believe he said just that hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I will bless Yahweh. And so that's what man has done, while they have changed the truth. For Yahweh imparts a profound truth in a man's heart. If he walks in the covenant or the law, the spirit of Levi, you will find no iniquity in that man's heart. When iniquity comes to a man's heart, he will change the truth. Why? Because his love waxes cold for everyone. There is no love there. When you want to change the truth of Yahweh, you are full of iniquity. Levi, there was no iniquity or no sin in him, just like it was Messiah. He commanded them that they would be in the priestly house of Almighty Yahweh. And he did something totally different to show us that we are the called, the elect, and the chosen. He brought one forth out of the tribe of Yehuda. He didn't come out of the tribe of Levi, where the priestly order was manifest. He came out of a tribe that was not even associated with the administration of that of the tribe of Yehuda. And his name was Yahshua. He came forth out of that loin, out of the seed of David, according to the flesh. And so he is not imparting this truth and revealing this unto every man. He's not allowing them to understand that. Why? Because they would change that. And that's what they're doing in this hour. They're changing the truth of Yahweh into a lie. You tell me man can do that, they have done it. I do not understand how this generation, it is so ignorant. These men that are King James enthusiasts. And they will stand on a stack of Bibles for King James. That's what they will stand on. And yet they are just full of lies and deceit. If they are truly King James enthusiasts, you cannot deny the Apocrypha, for it is part of that. You cannot separate the Apocrypha from the rest of the books. They are liars. They are deceivers. There was no name Jesus in the 1611. And yet in that same text, they have the Father's name there, Yahweh. They don't even believe in the name Jesus. They are hypocrites. They are phony. They are liars. And they are deceivers. That's what they are. They've deceived your own, you've deceived your own heart. That's what you've done. Scripture says in 2 Timothy. I want a little line here, a little line there. Precept here. And a precept there. We will actually see whether that this is partial truth, or it is the whole truth, so help me Yahweh. And only you can verify that by your spirit. Scripture says, as Shaul wrote unto Timothy, his faithful command, his faithful brother in the faith, fellow laborer, same purpose, Look at what he instructed him to do in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. He commanded Timothy, he said, first of all, preach the law. That is what that implies. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. He said, preach the law or preach the word. He said, be instant, be ready to take a position. Be instant. In season, out of season, you first of all, you reprove, you rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Now what doctrine that Timothy preached? He had to have a doctrine. He had to have a doctrine. He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They despise Yahweh's name. They don't keep the Shabbat. Now this is the doctrine. Look what he says. But after their own lusts, shall they heap to themselves, accumulate a pile of baptism and methodism and all of this trash. They shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall be turned to. What? You tell me the teachers and these preachers are turning them away from the truth? And they shall be turned unto lies and the fables? He said they shall be turned away from truth. They shall be turned away from the truth. So I don't like what Pastor Robert said. I don't like that name. So I will find me one that will tickle my ears. It will tickle me. Say, well, you can use both names, Jesus and yours. You're liars, they are. So they look for those that tickle their ears. And they look for those that will speak things that are contrary to doctrine or truth. That's what they look for. If a man has the Ruah of Yahweh, then he will have no need no man teach him. And there must be a name that is associated with the Father that we must know to give honor unto that name. We can't deny that. He says, they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall be turned away from the truth. And shall be turned to fable. Now, sure could have... The only truth that he could have been preaching unto Timothy is this. Psalms 119 and verse 142 and verse 151. Psalms 119, verse 142. He said, thy righteousness is everlasting righteousness and thy law is the truth. So they get men today that turn their hearts away from the laws of Yahweh. That's what they do. They want those that have itching ears, they turn their hearts away from the law of Yahweh. And that's what doctrine could he preach but the doctrine of Yahweh? He said, from a child thou hast known the holy scripture. What scripture did Timothy know? There's only one scripture he knew. The law of Moshe. The Psalms and the prophets. That's all he knew. He did not know Yohanan. He did not know Kephar. He did not know 1 Timothy, Timothy or 2 Timothy. He did not know Philemon. He only knew this law. He knew this law. And so what they have done, they shall turn away their ears from the truth. And that's what people do today. They literally turn their ears. Well, I'm not going to hear that. I'm going to hold fast to my tradition. That's sad. That's sad. He doesn't intend for every man to know. That's why he gives a little precept here and a precept there. He gives a line there and a line here. And their hearts shall be turned, and they shall turn, and they shall turn away their ear from the truth, and they shall be turned to fables, or lies, or little stories, that kind of tickle them. He says that thy righteousness is everlasting. He did not say his righteousness is for some period of time, but it's everlasting. And thy law is the truth, or thy law the truth. And the law of Yahweh is the truth. And that's just it. Verse 52. 152, 151, he said, thou art near, O Yahweh, and all of thy commandments are truth. So they turn the hearts of people away from the commandments, the laws of Yahweh to go. Today the Baptists do, the Pentecost, the First Methodist, the Second Methodist, they all do, the Catholic, the Holiness Movement, they all turn the hearts of the people away from the laws of Yahweh as Scripture. For some reason they want to think that only this, what we call the New Testament, is Scripture. You have no New Testament unless you have the Old. And it can't be. As the Father has not changed from the old to the new, He is the same. I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. The old was yesterday, what the new is today. And He say, everlasting, my name is an everlasting name. And so His identity is everlasting. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth, saints. I want to say right there in 2 Timothy. That is the truth. I pray that your way should a man of faith and strength. If it's not me, who it is. They will preach a word by the Spirit that only His people will know that surely He is the true and the living Yahweh. And there is no other one. No other. I want to drop right to the third chapter. I want to read these verses quickly. Chapter 3. I want to read the entire book. Or the entire chapter. And Joel says this, know also. Don't doubt this. You know this also as well, Timothy. That in the last days, perilous times shall come. Difficult times. Men will not adhere to sound doctrine and truth. He said, first of all, for men should be lovers of their own selves. They love themselves more than they love Yahweh. They should be very covetous, breaking every commandment. Thou shalt not covet. They should be covetous. They're going to be boasters, proud. They're going to be blasphemers. They're going to despise the name of Yahweh. They're going to blaspheme. And they're going to be blaspheming. They're going to be disobedient to parents. Obey them that have the rule over you in Yahweh. They disregard that today. They do what they want to do. He said, unthankful and unholy. Now we have that today. He said they will not have natural affection. They will not be able to hold fast to any kind of truths. They will speak lies against those. They will be false accusers. Incontinent. They have no gravity or no balance of anything in life. They will be fierce. They will be very despising in their ways. They will be very fierce. And they will stand in their own traditions in their sins without any fear of Yahweh. They will be despisers of those that are good. They will be traitors. They will betray you. Heady, lifted up in their own arrogance and their pride. They will be high-minded. Well, Pastor Roberts doesn't know. He doesn't understand. I understand, my friend. It is you because He never gave gifts unto women to bring about the perfection. And you daughters of Zion, don't think that Yahweh is going to find some little place He's going to begin to talk to. He's going to talk to you about what is written in Scripture. In sundry times He spoke to us by His prophet, but now He has spoken to us in a more excellent way. And that is by the revelation of His truth, by the gifts that Messiah ordained upon the face of the earth, by the commandments of the Father, that He gave gifts unto men. Not by some Jezebel woman. She's a lying, deceitful dog of hell. Call herself a preacher, or one that takes authority, usurp authority, and that Yahweh has given a revelation to speak, and to speak unto the house of Yahweh. She is a Jezebel of darkness. You see, that's what this whole house has done today. They have supplanted the laws of Yahweh by their bylaws. He said they will be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Yahweh. They love pleasures. They love their eating and filling their gods of their bellies. He said they will have a form of holiness. They will look all right. They will pretend they love you. They will have this aura that they are right, but deny the power thereof. There's only power in one name, and that is the name of Yahweh. For Messiah came in that name to give us resurrection of the hope of the dead. He said, from such you turn away. Leave them alone. Now that's scripture stage. He said, for of this sort now, of this kind of people, just what he has described of, for this sort, they are they which creep into houses. They come in very unsettled. Oh, bless you, baby. Oh, bless you, sis. Brother, bless you. God bless you. How you do that? Oh. He said, they creep and lead captivity. Captive. Silly. Organized whorehouses, silly women, because they're so full of sin, of your rebelliousness, of your corruption, of your wicked ways, of your denial of truth. So it doesn't take much for them to creep into your silly heart. And they led away with diverse lusts. They lead you away because of your lust. That's what's going to deceive you, your lust, your own lust, and your own corrupt heart. He said, they're ever learning now. They're always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of what? The truth. Psalms 119, 142, and 151. That is the truth, all right? Now, when he wrote this, this wasn't there, all right? When he wrote this letter, that there was nothing in the book of Matithiah or Yoharabah. They were not there. They were not there, Brother Neesmith. So he had to rely upon the precept and the line of the prophets in Moshe and what the book said, what scripture says. He said, ever learned but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. He said, I want to give you an example. Now, as Jannes and Jambres, they were still Moshe. That's not his name. We're gonna have us a golden calf. That's Aaron. He says, so do these also resist the truth. They resist truth today. Men today resist this. What truth? This law. They resist it. They despise that third law there. They hate the fourth law. Well, we're not in some legalism. I want to know that he's legal. I don't want no counterfeit God. And all gods are counterfeit. That's what a God is, a counterfeit of Yahweh. I want to know that he got some legalities that he's died upon. You can be legal with me all you want to. I don't mind legality. I don't mind being legal. It's a legal thing. Say, you don't go out there and walk on 151 and sit down in the middle of the road, do you? Okay, that's illegal. That's a law there, isn't it? Hallelujah. He said they resist the truth. He said they're men of corrupt mind. When you resist the law, don't you know you are a corrupt man? They resist the truth. What truth was he talking about? The law. They resist the truth. He said they're men of corrupt man. Reprobate. They don't eat. They're so twisted concerning faith. They don't even have faith. You might as well love me. You better bless Yahweh for truth. I don't care if you don't think it for me. You better bless him for that. He said, they'll reprobate concerning the faith. He said, but they shall proceed no farther, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men. You tell me that's folly? For a man rejects his commandments, he's a man filled with folly and foolishness. He said, as theirs was also. He said, look at what he tells them. Look at what he tells Timothy. But thou hast fully known my doctrine. He said, you know what I preach. Manner of life. My purpose. My faith, my long suffering, my charity, and my patience. He said, now, Timothy, I'm telling you these things. You know what kind of man I am. Isn't that something that folks say that I love you, I know you, and they don't know? He said, you know what kind of man I am. You know what I am. Would I tell you a lot, Timothy? You think that my heart is of that kind of deception that I would try to deceive you? You've known that. He said, let me give you a little clarity of what things. He said, persecution, affliction, which came unto me in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecution I endured. I had to cry out to overcome that. He said, but out of them all, Yahweh delivered me. He said, I didn't do it myself, Timothy. I want you to know it was the hand of Yahweh. He delivered me. He said, yea, all that will live holy in Messiah Yeshua shall suffer persecution. All that will live according to that spec or that command that Messiah, the anointed one of Yahweh gave us, you're going to suffer persecution. He said, but I want to remind you, son, evil men as seducers now, they shall wax worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived themselves. Why? Because they've turned their heart away from the truth, the law of Yahweh, the commandments. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. He said, the only way you can do that, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, you know where you have learned it from. Isn't that amazing that there are folks that had stood with me, they didn't truly stand with me 10, 15, 20 years, and all of a sudden they say I'm wrong, and then yet they don't even know someone, but they will stand under what they tell them. I tell you the truth, saints. He said, you be assured of who you have learned it of, Timothy, yes, Timothy. You saints be assured of who you have learned it from. A man that you can watch, you can see his faith, you can see his life. Just be assured, not a Jezebel, not a whoremonger, not a flirtatious man, Not a deceiver, not a lawful man, not a greedy man, not a man given over to lascivious. And yet they would find a man, know nothing of him. And yet they would say, oh, Pastor Jim, oh, brother, I enjoy that so well because the ears are itching. He plays to their carnal flesh, and they can dress like Jezebels. Everything in the whore house dressed like a whore. And the men are filled with their corrupted and their sins. So they like that. So I take my command from Chaul. Reprove, rebuke, with all long suffering and doctrine. He said, don't worry, because they will not endure sound doctrine now. Verse 15, he said, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. Is that not what it says? What scriptures did he know? Did he have Timothy at that time? He only had Moshe, the Psalms, the prophet. He had the Torah. And they will stand up in the temple, in the synagogue, in the house, and read. Those are the only scriptures he knew. And he found salvation in those scriptures. For Yahweh is our Savior. He found salvation, saints. Messiah came to fulfill the saving power of Yahweh. I don't care what these hypocrite dogs say. And that is the truth. He said, which are able to make thee wise unto what? Salvation. That's what scripture is able to make you wise unto salvation. Through faith. That's what it does. Through faith. Which is in Yahshua Messiah. Why? Because he came in the Father's name and the Father's power and the Father's authority to grant unto a house the assurance of salvation. That's what he did. Not the name of Jesus, saints. And then he says this now. Did he not say all scripture? All scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. And it is profitable for doctrine. See, scripture is profitable for doctrine. The laws are profitable for doctrine. All scripture is profitable, first of all, for doctrine. For reproof, for corruption, correction, for the instruction in righteousness. For what reason? That the man of Yahweh may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that's what scripture is for. All scripture. Now, Timothy did not have revelation when Saul wrote that letter to him. You must understand these letters were written privately. They were not letters that were actually written abroad to the assemblies. They were letters written unto Timothy. And what Timothy did, the letters were extolled in the house of Yahweh to assure them of the hope of Scripture. That Scripture had validity. That the law of Yahweh had validity. And that was sure were right to the brothers to assure them of Scripture. Say, Messiah fulfilled it. He made the purpose of Scripture real in our souls that we can live Scripture. That's just it. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. So that's why they wrote letters. That's why they wrote letters. For that purpose. For that purpose. For that purpose. To show them. And of course, so Timothy got that letter. He said, I know the brothers over there in Macedonia would love to hear from Joel. They haven't heard from him in a while, so they would make copies and get the letter to Macedonia. And the brothers of Macedonia say, my, the brothers of Galatia, my, brother Saul, what a profound truth. We've been struggling. We've been suffering persecution. Make sure the brothers of Antioch get this. And the brothers of Antioch would get this. And they would say, my, how faithful is Almighty Yahweh. Take this letter, brother. You take this to Elder So in the city of Jerusalem and tell him words of exaltation from Saul. Even in the midst of persecution trials, the truth has not lost its luster, its power. It has not faded away because all the scriptures were given assuredly by Yahweh's inspiration. And we can take hold unto that. That's it, saints. And trust scripture with this fable-like thing. That's why you have those men like Steer. They love to tell their stories. And stories don't do it. It is scripture that does it. Now the stories don't mean nothing. A knicker's worth a fat back. It's scripture. You can draw toll of the very workings of Yahweh in that body of his. Afflictions, suffering, persecution. That is the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. Well, why are these things? Well, that we may be perfect and thoroughly furnished to do all the good works of Yahweh. For the laws of Yahweh, they're good. Every word of Yahweh is pure. So it's good. You tell me this is not pure right here. And that is not pure. That's what this world says. That's what the tradition and the commandments of man says. Say that these things are not true. But they are true. They are true. And there are men that are sincere too. And they are real, and their actions are real, and they're real with Almighty Yahweh. And that is the truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. One more thing. I want to read this. He says in the second chapter of 2 Timothy. I like this here. The second chapter of Timothy, verse 7. He said, Timothy, consider what I say. Think about what I say now. And Yahweh give thee understanding in some things, in all things. See, we don't consider what men of Yahweh say today. He said, consider what I say. And Yahweh give you understanding in all things. I don't understand why you're suffering like that, because it is for the purpose of the name of Yahweh. Messiah came to make his name known to rebellious, corrupt, wicked house, a generation that had rejected him and despised him. Jeremiah, same spirit as Shor Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. This is this generation today, and this is the truth. He says here, Jeremiah 7, verse 8, look, or behold, ye trust in lying words. At a time a word is spoken against Yahweh, he said, you trust in lying words, you trust in traditions. Things of man, but they're lying words. He said that they are worthless, or they cannot profit you anything at all. You have no spiritual prosperity. And they call these natural things prosperity today. And they're bound. Because men trust in lying words. What word is not a lie? Can I tell you the word that is not a lie? Will you believe me? Every word that Yahweh speaks is the truth. By his immutability that he cannot lie. And if he says that you don't take his name in vain, he has a name. And you do that, then you call him a flat out liar. So you trust in lying words. They don't profit you one thing at all. How do I know that he's talking about his law? Look in verse 9 right here. He said, will you steal? Well, what does it say then for the 8th commandment? Thou shalt not steal. He said, will you steal? Will you commit murder? Thou shalt not murder. Will you commit adultery? Thou shalt not commit adultery. You will swear falsely. You will lie. You will burn incense unto Baal. You will burn that unto your Lord Jesus, or your Lord and Lord, or your Lord God. You will burn incense. What he said, that is what Baal is. And he said, you will walk after other gods whom ye don't even know. You follow those, you don't even know them. You don't know their character, anything. You don't even know them. And they're not going to let you know them either. You're not going to visit their homes. You're certainly not going to dine at the table unless you're giving a tremendous amount of offerings now. No. They're not going to allow you to do that. And so he said, you trust in lying words. So his laws are true words. Look what he said. He said, will you steal? So you trust in lying words to tell you to steal and to murder. Verse 10. And then come. And you come and you stand before me. He said, you hypocrites. You come and stand before me in this house, which is called what? By my name. You come in my house, which my name is. You come here and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. We are delivered so we can do what we want to. He said, you hypocrites, you children of hell. That's what they say. They go to these whorehouses. And they go out there dressing like whores and go and lay in bed with strange men, strange women. They do that all the time. Oh, I've been to church today, honey, so I'm delivered. I'm so clean. He says, so they say, we're delivered to do this. We're delivered to do this because we've been to church today. We went to church today so I can go home and watch my television. I can do this, I can do that. That's what they think today. We're delivered to do this. That's what they believe. They asked me, I gave 10% of my goods, my money. They're going to hell, saints. He is faithful. You're going to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength. He means what he says. He says in verse 11, he said, I want to ask you a question. Is this house now, which is called by my name. Is this house which is called by my name? Has it become a den of robbers in your eyes? Did not Messiah did he not cast out that made his house a den of thieves and robbers? He had to run them out of Yahweh's house. He said, that's when it become these lying charlatans. They rob the folks of any kind of strength to satisfy their own filthy table. There's nothing clean on the table. And yet the folks go there and eat. Well, Yahweh has sent them there, saints. He's going to kill them. Sure he is. He says, behold, I want you to see, even I have seen it, said Yahweh. I've seen everything, these wicked things, your corrupt deeds. I've seen that. He said, you come before me and say you love me with all these abominations and your abominable deeds, and you say you love me. He said, you are liars. This is my house. My name should be there, and no other name should be exalted but my name. He means that. I want to drop down. turn to the 14th chapter. This is the continuation of what he was speaking to this house, this rebellious house of Israel. Now, I want to establish that to show you what he says he's going to do now. Jeremiah 14, verse 14. Jeremiah said, then Yahweh said unto me, he said, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. That's all they do today. This is the year of plenty, the year of blessings, the year of prosperity, the year of overflowing. They all got a new hitch, and they all are liars, and they all follow that. He said, I have not sent them. I sent them not. Neither have I commanded them. He said, I have not spoke with them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and a false divination or a false idol worship. That's why they get in there and they do those crazy gyrations. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. And a coward like Pastor Dow says that I'm near blasphemy, then he is a fool. Because that is not Yahweh's spirit. These men are liars. They are perverts. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. He doesn't act crazy like some wild, satanic, induced man. All that crazy Negroism and that Caucasian trash. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. They have learned those things. He said, and a thing of note, and the deceit of their heart. Now they prophesy by the deceit of their own heart, the things that are down in their minds or in their spirits. That's what they speak those lies from. He said, I want to tell you something in verse 15. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh concerning the prophets. He called them prophets too, didn't he? He did not call them false prophets, he called them prophets. He said, they prophesy in my name now. And I sent them not. Yea, they say, sword and famine shall not be in the land. This is the year of plenty. You're going to have much. You're going to prosper this year. He said, by sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. He's going to consume them by the sword of his spirit. They will not have enough word in them to even stain them in the midst of a drought. And he said, because you are full of your lies and you reject my truth, you will not obey my commandments and my laws. Look what he said to you. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. They will have nothing to draw from. And they shall have none to bury them. I'm going to kill them. No one is going to bury them. And look what he says. He said, and their wives and their sons and their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. It is their own wickedness because they rejected truth. They rejected the laws of Yahweh. They rejected his name. That's wickedness. And Yahweh said, I'm going to pour it out upon them. They're going to be cast out into the streets. Precept upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. You just can't get it all just from the book of Moshe. You got to have the entire written scriptures. If the old book shows us the power of the scripture, and the new shows us the manifestation of scripture. That's what it is. That it compiles to make the scripture the truth. The revealed truth of Almighty Yahweh. He said, I'm going to pour it out upon them because of their own abominable wickedness. So I'm going to give them lying prophets. I'm going to give them people that say you don't have to keep the laws. I'm going to give them folks that say you don't have to do those things. That's why he commanded the priests. He said, Pastor Roberts, David, I command you, you better give honor unto my name. Despite what this wicked generation says, he said, you must have the law in your mouth just like Levi, that there should be no iniquity in your heart. And I will defy any man. I don't care what they say, how they reject me. It makes no difference at all. But there's only one name that is given whereby we are delivered from the yoke of hell, and that is in the name of Almighty Yahweh. He is our strength and our power. The Messiah is our hope. Of assurance that Yahweh is our Savior. I want to close here in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Scripture says this, Ephesians chapter 4. I want to read a few verses here for your own clarity and your own understanding. And this is what man has done. They've gone beyond Yahweh. They've gone past him. They don't want to do what he says. Ephesians chapter 4. And it says here in verse 7. Yahweh says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Messiah. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, before he ascended, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. That's what he gave his gifts unto. He gave them unto men. Not unto a woman, he gave them unto men. Scripture says, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He went down into Sheol, into the grave, into the depths of hell. He said, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens. Now, not just the comic, but above all heavens, that he might feel all things written in the law and Moshe, the prophets. He fulfilled all that. And when he did that, he gave some. He gave those apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. For what reason? Now he gave the gifts. Now his gifts will bring about the perfection for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Messiah, till we all come in the unity of the faith. And of the knowledge, now we must come into the knowledge of the Son of Yahweh, unto a perfect man, unto the measures of the statutes of the fullness of Messiah. That we extol Yahweh, that we know our Father as Messiah knew his Father. He came into the fullness of that stature. He was not afraid of death. He did not care if they wanted to kill him because of Yahweh. He called upon his Father's name. He acknowledged his Father's name. That is the fullness of the stature of Almighty Yahweh. That we walk in the fullness of the statutes of Messiah. He said that we henceforth walk no more as children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every kind of wind of doctrine by the trick or the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now there are men that lie in wait to deceive. You tell me there are not doctrines that just really lie in wait to deceive you, to take you under bondage. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Messiah, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So what he's saying, that every part of the ministry of the work of Yahweh, it works to increase the body, to bring about this great knowledge and understanding of whom the Father is, that we will know the purpose of his will was done in that body, in the full assurance, and the full assurance of that body, the Son of Man, Messiah, that we have full assurance in that testimony for the witness of our souls. And we know that there is no lie in it, but that it is the truth. And so, and knowing, and when we come to that knowledge, that we can be very thankful unto Yahweh, an unthankful generation. We have to give thanks unto him with a very grateful heart, a very kind heart, because we know whom we serve. We know that. We know it. His law is true. His spirit is true. You can't deny him. You can't deny his name. And the name of Jesus is pagan because it takes from the honor of Yahweh. If they use the name Willie, it will still be pagan. It is pagan because it takes away from whom the Father truly is. There's only one way. It tells us who he is. That's your cure. Simply, Yahweh is our salvation. That's what that name means. Yahweh is our Savior. No other name can give you that. Christo Christ means the anointed one. Messiah is the anointed one of Yahweh. Difference. There may be anointed one, but there's only one anointed of Yahweh. May his peace fill your hearts today. Give you strength to press on. To do that which is pleasing before him. And to obey him in all things. Know them that labor among you. You need to know the men that preach unto you. Well, the only way you're going to know me truly, you need to study the scriptures. You search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And you are the ones that say you know him. I don't want to be deceived, Father. I'm not deceived. I'm not going down some crooked errant path either. I'm going down that crooked path until I came to that place where Yahweh says, do you truly know who I am? And you all will answer and say, yes, I do. Truthfully, do you truly know who he is? Truthfully. You just ask yourself that question. And you answer that honestly in your own hearts. And you can deceive yourself by your own sin, your own covetousness. But do you truly know who he is? I like that better. Hallelujah. Be blessed. You give you strength. Be encouraged, saints. I am encouraged. Believe me. My heart is fat with the fatness of his goodness. I'm blessed today because he has given me a blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. Yahshua is mine. I like that. Oh, what a foretaste of his mighty power that shall be revealed. Heir of salvation. And it tells you purchase of who? No. What it says in that song? Purchase of who? Purchase of Yahweh. We have been purchased by him. No, Yahweh purchased us. He purchased us. He bought us. Yahweh the Father bought us. You better know the one that bought you. If he paid for you, if he set the price for you, you better know him. Even they sing the songs and they don't even know. There's such frivolity and folly because their worship is vain. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. What Savior are they praising? It's the only one that saveth. You always our Savior. I won't go back on that one. I ain't going to change it. Thank you. I ain't going to change one thing. That one. Because he is. That's truth. Only in that name is a Savior. The Messiah came in the Father's name to show us the salvation. May he bless you. Be encouraged. Press on, saints. The hour is near. And may Yahweh bless you. Father, bless your people. Go with them. Thank you for all things today. In Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Hallelujah.